From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president answers critics of his firing of the director of the FBI. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his move to fire FBI Director James Comey, saying he lost the confidence of everyone in Washington, Republican and Democrat alike. In a series of Wednesday morning tweets, Trump said Comey will be replaced by someone who would do a far better job bringing back the spirit and prestige of the FBI. Critics of the move to dismiss Comey have said it raises questions about the FBI's probe into Russian meddling in the November presidential election and possible collusion between Trump campaign aides and Russian interests. Trump, in a blunt letter to Comey Tuesday, told him, "You are hereby terminated and removed from office effective immediately." The president added that Comey is not able to effectively lead the bureau. Comey was speaking to a group of FBI employees in California when he learned he'd been fired. Media reports say he saw mention of his dismissal on TV screens, but initially thought it was a prank. So far, he's not made any public statement. Former U.S. Attorney General Antonio Gonzalez spoke with VOA about that.
I think that's very unfortunate. I wouldn't want to be treated that way. I think that I would deserve the courtesy, of a phone call from the president or the vice president, or the chief of staff, or the attorney general. And so I have a problem with that. I just don't think that's, a good way to treat people. You hire good people, and you need to treat them well. And I, as a former attorney general, I know the lessons of, being respectful when you're removing someone. And so. I think that was unfortunate.
Former U.S. Attorney General Antonio Gonzalez, this is VOA News.